Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Wow, we got Mark Zuckerberg telling a joke. How do you think that went?
Well, he's a funny guy.
We have audio coming up. Yeah, known for his jokes and jocularity.
Yes, he is. Boy, he's a cut-up.
All right, that's coming up. But first, I have a report I'm going to play because normally I come on around this time and bitch and moan about taxes and tolls.
Right.
I'm going to let a neutral party do it.
But
let me give you some bullet points.
Okay.
This is from the News 8 website that I'm going to read to you some highlights right here.
I didn't write
this.
Okay, this is not you.
It's not me.
Not you.
Liberal Dems flex political muscle at Capitol. That's the headline.
Okay.
And then I'm going to grab this paragraph here. 50 cent per package delivery tax, a 10 cent tax on plastic and paper bags, and that 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugary drinks. There's a whole list here, but I've just given you that.
Right.
And then here's a quote from a lawmaker. We need to frame it as a fair share, like everybody's got to pay their fair share to get us out of this hole.
How about a cramp your ass tax?
I like how, we want to get out of the hole. We want to get the hole out of Connecticut, actually.
Yeah. This whole place.
You
want to
get
hole.
Your hole
it's
out of Connecticut. Why don't you take your hole and get out of Connecticut?
Exactly. Right. The whole hole.
Right. The whole hole.
The whole hole. Get your whole hole out of here.
And I love how it seems like they're blaming us.
Right.
Yeah, like, we're going to pay their fair share. Yeah. You overspend like a moron.
Right.
And then you turn around and say, we have to spend our fair share.
Right.
And you tax every goddamn thing possible in this state. It's amazing anyone's even friggin' here in this state.
All right. Pace yourself because we have this audio that we're going to play for
you. Sorry. But three cups of coffee right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Pay their fair share to get us out of the hole. And I think the public is with us on this.
No, they are not.
Where do these people go where they think the public is like, yes, I want a tax on everything I do. And, we're the highest tax state. But, yes, please tax us more.
Exactly.
I have too much money in my pocket.
You're getting to the point in life where you may want to have someone taste your food for you. Because someone's going to poison your ass. Because you guys, all you freaking do is tax.
I know you're joking.
I'm joking, obviously. Right. They could put laxative in there so you poop a lot. There you go. Turn the fan on, damn it.
Oh, it's early.
Fan's on.
Fan is on in the monkey cage.
Fan's on.
I think that most of the United States has to work until like May. To be tax-free.
Right.
June.
For it's your money, yeah.
Right. Mayor like June. Half the year. Yeah. And Connecticut has to work until like August.
Right.
But we need more tax.
Yeah. So we're going to tax every damn thing we haven't taxed yet and then put a tax on top of that.
That's Ann Hughes.
Tax on a plastic
in
bag,
Easton.
Really?
She's in Easton.
Oh.
She thinks that the public's with us on this.
No, they're not.
We need more taxes.
No, they're not. Take more taxes, please.
These people who say, people want tolls. Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah,
like,
really?
Construction company billionaires?
No. That's them in the mirror. That's you. They're like a freaking parrot in a cage.
Right.
That's you, stupid.
They're having a conversation
with
themselves
in the
mirror.
I nod my head.
Don't you want taxes? I want taxes. I think we need more taxes. I think we need more taxes.
What's the taxes?
We're saying the exact same thing.
Exactly.
We're on the exact same page.
I nod my head. They nod their head. We're in agreement. That's a mirror, you moron.
And I'm reading right from a News 8 story. Now we're going to play a Fox 61 story. Now, keep in mind, the media is normally right down the middle. So
right.
I'm just telling you now, as I tell you this stuff, it's not me going crazy.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
This is reporting.
Okay,
right.
I see it.
This is a piece of paper with words on it.
I can vouch he's holding a piece of paper, people.
It's true. I'm not making this stuff up.
And there's actual writing on there. It's print.
All right, now let's go to the Fox 61 report.
The wealthy population becoming a target under the tax proposal Democrats revealed Wednesday.
The Democrats have seen a decline in the revenues
the state
has seen when we've taxed the rich in the past.
Yeah, the taxes. Yeah, definitely the taxes. Yeah.
The Democrats have seen a decline.
Yeah, definitely the taxes. Yeah, Democrats,
You know what you got to do with him? You just drop a box of toothpicks in front of him.
Yeah, definitely 472 toothpicks. Yeah, definitely there. Yeah.
All right.
The state has seen when we've taxed the rich in the past, so now they're looking at, oh, geez, we should tax everyone.
According to the Department of Revenue Services, about 13,000 Connecticut tax filers earn enough money to meet the threshold to pay a capital gains tax. That equaling
out... So those 13,000 taxpayers probably account for more of the tax base than the rest of us combined, right? In the last 8 years, a lot of them moved out. Because keep in mind, if you're wealthy, you can easily do 6 months and a day at one of your other houses.
Yes, you can. And you do.
That where they don't have a state income tax.
Yes, your place in New Hampshire
or Vermont. And that's what happened in Fairfield County. I mean, if you look at, like, all of those rich towns.
Yeah.
And, like, go on Zillow or realestate.com and dial up one of those towns. All you see is red dots everywhere.
Yep.
Right? They're all like, hey, we'll just go here. We don't pay these taxes.
Exactly. Right.
So their strategy is, yeah, we lost a lot of people.
Right.
Let's do that again.
Right.
But this time, we'll just tax everyone to make it seem fair.
Exactly, right. The fair share, you know.
Jesus.
Yeah, your fair share. Definitely fair share.
13,000 Connecticut tax filers earn enough money to meet the threshold to pay a capital gains tax, that equaling out to fewer than 1% of tax filers.
I wouldn't say it's targeted. It's just a reality of trying to come up with a balanced budget and find revenue from a broad spectrum of the taxpaying community.
Where's the word cut?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
Cut your spending. Three words. Cut your spending. It's all you have to do. Moron! That's all you got to do.
Right.
No, is that not tax us again? Cut your spending. Three different words.
It's so weird that, you know, a child would be able to see this problem and say, well, we spend too much.
Well, thank you. I feel younger, but yeah.
Really? Like a six-year-old kid would be able to say, oh, this is simple math. I see numbers here. I see numbers here. These numbers are too high.
Yes.
A kid.
Yes.
A toddler would be able to figure this out.
With blocks.
That's when you know, because they're not stupid. They know math.
Do they really?
Is when you know they're not up there for us. They're up there for, you know, various interests.
Exactly right. They're friends. Mm. They have friends.
Mm. Right.
Not our friends. They're friends.
How deep into this report are we?
33 seconds.
There's more? Because my stomach is so tight right now. There's like a fist in there.
Yeah. All right, got it.
Trying to come up with a balanced budget and find revenue from a broad spectrum of the taxpaying community.
But getting Governor Lamont on board may be a challenge. He's against the capital gains tax. Republican Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano says that this proposal speaks far beyond hurting the wealthy, saying, quote, this budget contains much more than a tax on the wealthy. This includes higher taxes on everyone. It steals transportation dollars, further hurting Connecticut's infrastructure.
You get the point, right?
Yeah. Do all my money, basically.
Yeah.
Do I want to tax the crap out of all of us?
No, but it's pretty wild the stuff they're taxing.
Yeah.
Like downloads.
Downloads, really?
Yeah. Downloads.
I mean, what can you do now that's not taxed?
Uber rides.
Sneeze.
Well, I don't know. There could be a sneeze tax on there.
There's going to be a tax on that stomach noise.
Exactly right. Yeah. And a noise ordinance.
That's right. The noise ordinance.
An ordinance tax.
Jeez.
Right.
It's bananas.
Yes.
This isn't even... Then put tolls on top of this.
Right.
Jeez.
It's like they're saying, welcome to Connecticut. We dare you to stay here.
No, but after the last 8 years, you know, I had a little sliver of hope that, you know, Lamont would come in and say, yeah, this is a mess and we're losing people and whatever.
Stop the bleeding.
Let's, you know, he's supposedly a businessman. And, you know, business people usually run businesses successfully.
Right. Did we say successful business?
Yeah. 100 days in, he's the fifth least popular governor in the United States.
And, overachiever there, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
What about morale? Employee morale, you know?
What about
it? Well, we were all hoping that things would change, and then we realized, wow, not only did they not change, they got worse. So I guess we got changed, but it's just the other direction.
Yeah, we got changed. The guy's shorter.
Anyway.
Shorter and no glasses. Yay.
And he did seem nicer, but now if you see the press releases coming out, I'm like, wow, he hired someone from Malloy's office. I mean, they're just nasty.
Yep.
This is, it's time to get involved with the tolls if you haven't already.
Yeah, right? Man, stop this stuff.
They're counting on us getting tired of talking about it and like not calling and not emailing. This is the time right now. They're in the last leg of the legislature.
Call them twice a day.
Yeah, exactly. Dial it up.
Become a big pain in the butt.
Or suffer the consequences.
Ta-da!
All right, you want to move on to Mark Zuckerberg?
Yes, love so.
Not known for his joke-telling ability, right?
No, he's no stand-up, no.
Yeah, he spoke at a conference of web developers Tuesday. Made a joke about Facebook not having the best reputation when it comes to privacy issues. And let's hear how it went.
I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly. But I'm committed to doing this one and to starting a new chapter.
Not even a.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
It's
not funny. Right. It's real, and it's pretty frightening what they've done.
He's been unfriended by many people in that room, apparently.
Yeah, it's too bad, like, a bunch of emojis couldn't pop up. Like, you know when you're on Facebook Live and you just see, like, things going across the screen? Right.
I don't see any hearts going across on that one.
You suck. Thumbs down.
Right.
This is probably how he imagined it going over.
But I'm committed to doing this well and to starting a new chapter for our products.
That's the end of the first clip.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, that was my bad. Yeah. That was next me. Clip. That was me. Sorry.
Add that to the list of things not to do when you're starting a new job.
Exactly. Like,
not pay attention.
Hey, don't screw up.
I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly. But I'm committed to doing this well and to starting a new chapter for our products.
It is that he killed.
Yeah.
He's killing right now.
That's what it was in his head.
In his head. When I wrote that, I'm like, oh, my God, it'd be so good.
He's going to kill.
Oh, my God. High fives, everything.
You hear the sweat coming out of his forehead.
You can, yeah.
I still think, like, that's a robot. There's not a real life in there. Like,
no.
If he fell, his head would crack open.
He's
and
AI.
See, like, yeah, exactly.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleDumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in a news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Mother ate her baby's poop.
Hey, it's a mouthful.
Ew.
It's an acquired taste.
If you do that, why would you let people know?
It's like baby pate, I guess.
The mother said she was in a rush. She usually only has one hand free.
Huh?
So she rips the wipes apart with her teeth to separate them.
Nope.
Just the wipes would leave a bad taste in your mouth.
I would think, yes. You know, soapy, sterilization-y.
So she then noticed she had in one hand a wipe that was drenched in poop. And the other hand, she had two perfectly clean wipes.
Wow.
And she's blaming how tired she was, and it was the middle of the night, but she ended up sticking the wrong one in her mouth.
That's what she said. Wow. So basically, it was a really like a bad blind taste test. Which one tastes better?
Yeah, and then, you know, she splits the wipes. So
right.
She would put a wipe in, clamp down and pull,
right,
and rip the wipes.
Oh, kind of like eating avocado. I'm not avocado. Yeah, artichokes. Yeah, kind of just drag on them.
Yeah,
does nice. It get stuck in your teeth like an artichoke though?
That depends. What baby ate.
Ew.
Poop covered wipe in her mouth.
What the baby had.
And then clenched her teeth
like bananas.
Bit down hard. And yeah,
right.
Poop went everywhere.
I think Phil's gonna hemorrhage.
No, I can't handle this.
Gross.
She spit out the wipe.
You would hope. Is there another option at that point?
At that point, just go home. Just go
enjoy
all
the flavor.
In, man. All in. Just do it, man. Just do it.
This wipe tastes like crap.
I might as well finish it now. Anybody else want this? I licked it. Nope. I'll just finish it.
She said she rinsed her mouth out with all the mouthwash she could find.
Yeah. Even bleach and also Drano.
Yeah. You know what you do? You just pour gas in there and light it.
Exactly. The same way they dry a field.
Just burn that taste out.
Sounds unsafe, but I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, you just lick something hot and just like sear it.
Ew.
Why do people know that this? If this happened to me, I would tell zero people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah, you don't share that.
I'm being true about this, S.
She said, sometimes no one warns you about the nasty stuff you'll go through in parenthood.
Well, they left that one out because no one else does it!
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
She said it tastes exactly like it smells.
Really?
Except it was surprisingly sweet, too.
Ew. What a sweet child you are. Sweet child of mine.
Too far. Too far.
Doody, 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 doody.
Someone's eating pudding right now and not having a good time.
Chocolate pudding.
Yeah, I wonder how many breakfast sandwiches went down.
Well, you know, when they're still in diapers and you're giving them formula.
Right.
It's interesting because baby formula comes out exactly the way it looks.
Right, right.
It's, you know, if it's a peach color, it comes out peach color.
Right, if it's orange,
it comes out orange.
So in that case, then you give the kid what you want to eat.
If you give it a yellow one and a blue one, does it come out green?
I'm thinking, you know, you mash up some pizza.
No, but if you take a diaper and you put baby formula in it, that's exactly what it looks like when it's coming out. It's like,
you can't
tell if that's clean or dirty.
A friend of mine, their baby ate someone's cigarette, and it came out like tobacco. We're not condoning this behavior. The kid grabbed a cigarette and ate the damn cigarette.
How old was this kid?
I want to say less than a year. In diapers, like a little kid.
All right.
Yeah, the kid ate the cigarette. Not the filter part, just the paper.
I think if you ate a cigarette, it would come out. You would see tobacco. You would see everything else.
Well, the reason why I know
that's been discarded in your body through your stomach, but you would also see tobacco.
The reason why I know is because the wonderful person decided to show us at this barbecue. Look what happened!
It would be more impressive though if you ate the tobacco and it came out as a cigarette.
So that'd be cool. Exactly. Right? You crank the kid's arm.
Nick.
Exactly. Right.
Like the kid smoking out his butt.
Right. Yeah.
So
can't roll a joint.
Or the baby was blowing smoke rings out its ass.
Right. Can't roll a joint. Feed the kid some pot and some paper. Here you go.
Wow, those are some pretty good rings,
nice.
Baby.
But the baby rings, right?
That's right.
The tiny
rings. Baby.
Little rings. A baby.
Meanwhile,
look at this smoke coming out of the baby.
AJ is just complaining that they ruined his bowl of chili.
However, when you start feeding a baby solids, that's when, as a parent, you have to be careful.
Game on.
Because you open that, you know, that front part of the diaper and you pull it down and it's just, it's a big punch of smell in the face.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then it's.
Yep. That's why I feel bad for, like, you know, the folks that work with the elderly. Because they're on solids.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even think of that one.
Yep. I like to go there sometimes.
All right. We have a big crew today.
I noticed that. There's people in all over the place.
It's like a little army.
What's up with that?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Well, we have Andrew in the monkey cage.
Yes.
Kind of sitting behind Ashley, making sure things are going well.
Right. Thank you, Andrew. Yes.
Right.
Andrew, does Ashley need help today, or is it pretty much...
Not that she needs help, but...
I could use help.
It's nice to have you back there.
Right.
It is.
Exactly.
It's very nice. Right. I appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you, Andrew.
Right. Place the kid in the room warmer.
Then we have intern Flanders in there pissing off Trumbull. Right. And we have Aaron from one of our sister stations who's we own him. We have him for this week and next week.
Right.
Right. And we own Flanders forever.
We do. So. Yeah. We have to deed that one. Yes.
Right. Mm. And, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4,
I know.
5, 6, 7 people
right.
on the show today.
Yeah.
Wow. And then Alexis showed up.
There you go. See?
So.
We can play softball now.
Yeah.
You have enough people.
Do we have basketball
team
now?
I think so.
Alexis Guerreros.
Yes.
In studio. Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for being on time.
You know what? I try.
Yeah.
it turns out you guys are a little bit further than I thought.
Surprise!
Where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn.
Yo.
Oh!
Right, not Brooklyn, Connecticut, Brooklyn, New York, yeah.
Brooklyn, New York.
Just let everybody know. Yes.
Turns out Milford, is it next to Queens?
No, it's not. No.
Thanks for coming all the way in.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Happy to be here. You guys were great. I'm so glad that I got to meet you guys at the roast.
Oh,
yeah,
likewise,
Alexis,
man. Likewise.
Did a great job at the roast for Pam.
Rips
really
a new
funny.
One, yes. Hmm.
That was a blast.
Phil had a good shot at you.
He did.
What was your joke on him?
I don't know.
Something about a soccer podcast.
Yeah, he's a comedian and he's got a soccer podcast, so it's a real big audience to be drawing a new audience from.
Yeah, like the least popular sport in America.
So Alexis now hit a punch in the face.
Yeah. My wife's really excited about me choosing two fields that make no money. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's
good. Hon, I'm an artist.
Yeah. Is there an audience for your soccer podcast?
Huge audience.
Really?
Yeah, MLS actually... has a higher attendance than NBA and NHL on average.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
I know, right? You're fudging the numbers somehow.
100% they are not.
Really?
Yeah, MLS Cup in Atlanta got 74,000 fans. In fact, the Atlanta team averages double the fan base per game than the Falcons in their own stadium. Mad disrespectful. In your own house.
Wow.
Jeez.
Look at that.
Wait, yeah. He's getting mad just talking about
There's
it.
A lot of abbreviations here.
And what's it called? The Cooligans?
Yeah, we're the Cooligans because we're not hooligans. Hooligans are the guys that would like fight after the game
right,
and stab
cool.
each other. We're cool.
So you're Cooligans.
Right. Yeah, we're the Cooligans.
Makes
yeah,
total
you're just
sense.
Going to have a good time. You'd be rowdy, but you don't fight people.
Makes
That's
total
what
sense.
We do. You know what? We're rivals, not enemies. That's what we like to
right.
say, you know?
But if they didn't fight, they'd fight really cool.
Yeah, we just exactly. started snapping like
exactly.
West Side Story.
Exactly right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
And, all right, so you do stand-up, you do the soccer podcast, but you also do something with food?
Yeah, I'm also considered a pizza expert.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's
You're
where...
You're a pizza expert.
A pizza expert.
That's right, baby. That's why I could tell you that how bad the pizza in this state is.
You want a pizza, me?
What?
Like, I could break it down. I could tell you why Pepe's is garbage. I could tell you why Sally's garbage. I could tell you why Colony's garbage. Bar. Modern. What else you got? Zappardi's. Whatever that one is.
Well, it was a quick visit, but...
Oh, yeah. There'll be people... There's going to be a bunch of big Italians
out Where are the rest of the Cooligans writing? I might need them.
All of a sudden, I hear snapping.
Yeah.
But it sounds deeper.
Interesting. Are you serious? Do you really not like those pizzas, or are you just making jokes?
I think Modern is the best out of all of them. I like the atmosphere at Sally's more than anything else. Joker's Wild was open, I used to, when I would headline there, I would get here super early. No right. offense. Yeah. And I'd go to both. I'd go to Pepe's, I'd go to Sally's. They're all good. I think there's a couple things. Like, the simple thing is pizza was invented by bakers. Bakers make bread. Pizza is a bread product, not a toppings product.
Right.
And the bread is what I think is gotten wrong here. But, like, when you use cola...
Here we got it wrong?
Yeah. There's a lot of places in New York, by the way. New York City has 2,400 pizza places. I only recommend less than 30 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I have a really high standard.
Gotcha.
Coal right. ovens dry out the edges, and everyone's like, oh, look, it's so crispy.
Where's
the
go?
Flavor?
Like,
to a gas oven,
You're
right?
not going to Texas for good pizza,
oh,
so
no.
you're just saying New York.
I'm stuck in New York. There's a couple places in Jersey. There's Actually, you
oh,
know what?
Wait, hold on. He's a pizza expert that only knows about New York.
No.
Okay.
I would say
interesting.
The best New York.
And two places on Worcester Street in New Haven.
But that's like saying you only know how to fish, so you live on the water. Yeah, I live where it is. You know what I mean? I go
yeah,
to where
no,
the pizza is.
No, I think
is.
There's good pizza all around the country.
No, you're wrong. I travel all around
Wisconsin,
the country.
Wisconsin, I got it, yeah.
So Chicago no. doesn't have good pizza?
Yeah,
Chicago
dish.
Actually, well, God, who, what? We're not talking about above ground pools.
It's true, man. Deep dish, like,
ugh. What are we doing? Yeah. Also, it takes 40 minutes to bake. What am I supposed to do? Talk
I like
to
how
my
he
family?
Went right after Ashley. As soon as he heard a woman speak, he's like, hey, go chew your gum.
Did I tell you to talk? Did I tell you to talk?
He says pizza in Connecticut basically sucks. So you say of all the pizza, Modern is your favorite.
Yeah, I think Modern does a really good job. I think their crust, and crust is all the big dough, I think they do the best job of getting flavor in the crust because they're not just leaning on the coal oven. The coal oven will impart flavor because it's so dry.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job of letting the dough rise. That's, I think, one of the biggest secrets in a pizza, whether it's New York or not. And you say, like, one of the best pizzas I've ever had in my life is in San Antonio.
Really?
And it's a food truck. It's a guy who's a scientist who wanted to, who like, he was like looking at yeast and the way sort of it moves, and he figured out how to get it to be as efficient as some of the guys in New York have figured out, which happened by mistake in over, you know, the last 100 years or
so. Yeah, them time to work on it, yeah.
Yeah, so he did it sort of, you know, he did it by with science and he got it to be really good. Basically, what you want to do is you want to let your dough rise for a long period of time. That's what a lot of people don't do. In New York,
well,
the
they
average,
can't, right? Because they're putting out.
Time is money, yeah.
Not just
a
that.
High number.
I mean, no, because, I mean, there's a lot of places in New York that are tiny and have, you know, do a lot of business. They do, you know, 1,100 pies on a night, you know, whether it's, you know, on a Friday or Saturday. you got to let the dough rise for 2 to 3 days in the fridge. Get a ton of fermentation. That's it. Once you do that, the rest will figure itself out.
Nice. Huh.
A lot of people aren't doing that. They're making dough.
Sauce and cheese is important.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I consider a pizza. Everything on top, that's for tourists.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I you want plain cheese pie. It's all about a cheese pizza.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And it should be foldable.
You got to fold it.
Yeah, of course.
If you don't fold it. I mean, you're from Long Island. That's it. Those are the people who don't fold. What are we doing?
No, Long Island folds.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, we fold.
You're from Long Island?
Oh, yeah.
You close, though. You weren't from, like, Suffolk.
That was Suffolk, yeah.
Yeah, you're Suffolk and you fold?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
Most of the people I meet from Long Island like to use two
hands. You're thinking Nassau County, close to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm a folder.
Well, I feel like we'll get some calls from Long Island. Ryan Cromwell.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, yo. Good.
Listen, so I'm wondering how this guy, what this guy thinks about Grimaldi's. We have a Grimaldi's in New Haven now, or Woodbridge, and that place started, if I'm not mistaken, right under the Brooklyn Bridge. Kind of have an argument going on with my friends of mine that are saying they think it tastes different. I kind of think it tastes the same.
Have you had it?
I have had. I've not had the Grimaldi's out here. I've had the Grimaldi's before it closed. It recently closed because of rat droppings everywhere. It turns out that's not a topping people
That's the
want.
Everything pie.
Yeah. I feel like I got free toppings.
There's also a piece of bridge in it.
Oh, that tastes good, though. That's the old bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just surprised the health department noticed it.
Right. They're like, why are there raisins in here?
They had to step over the soaked homeless people outside to find rat droppings inside.
Is that chocolate sprinkles in there?
Yeah. And you know, someone's like, I got to be honest, whatever you put on this pizza, it is beautiful. Right. It's delicious.
What's your secret?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Was that a caraway seed? Yeah. I thought it was a caraway seed.
It almost tastes as if a diaper was digested.
Right.
Exactly. That's where that mom goes for pizza.
Exactly right.
It's like, this tastes familiar.
I think the real Grimaldi's is now called Giuliana's because Pasquale Grimaldi sold the business and his name.
Oh. Wow.
So I'm not a huge fan of chains. I try to stay away from chains, so I probably wouldn't go to a Grimaldi's.
More of a mom and pop.
Anywhere? Yeah, I'm much more mom and pop. I'd rather give money to somebody than to a sort of corporation. Corporate.
So no Papa John's for you.
Oh, God, no. Somebody paid me $75 to try a slice of Papa John's. I took two bites and gave him back 50. What
nice.
Are you doing?
Nice. Kept 25. It's good, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. That was punishment money.
So you couldn't... You couldn't suffer through a slice.
I got to buy an antidote.
Wow, this guy's a purist.
Yeah, right. I could not eat it. It
he
was
knows
so
standards.
Bad.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, thank you. What's that place in West Haven that always gets called in? And then there's one in Stratford that has the plum.
Zupardi's.
Zupardi's. Zupardi's gets called in.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the one in Stratford with the plum tomato pie?
I couldn't tell you.
They do it once a year. It's someone will call it in.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
All right. Do you like Greek pizza?
No.
What the hell is Greek
really?
Pizza?
Really? No, of course not.
Why not?
Oil in the pan, feta on top, get it off my plate.
No. I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, no.
You're talking
no,
about just, Boston pizza.
No, then.
No,
Greek,
just like a Greek style, not with the feta. No, mozzarella.
Yeah, no mozzarella, like traditional. Just it seems a little more like it's a cross between like a regular round
pie. We'll have him back, and he's got to try Zoys.
Oh, yeah. No, you like Zoys. You love Zoys, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go right after
this. I don't know. He doesn't like a lot of... He's picky.
I think he'll dig this. I think he'll dig Zoys.
All right. Alexis Guerrero's in studio. He's at
Fairfield
Comedy Club. Headlining tomorrow night.
That's right.
Kevin Begley is on. And he's our resident pizza expert in the building.
Yes.
I don't know if he's a pizza expert, but he likes to eat pizza.
He was here yesterday for pizza, obviously.
Yeah. Kevin, are you hearing any of this?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I did Alexis's pizza tour in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. So you know each other.
That's how we met.
Oh, gotcha.
But you're hating on Connecticut pizza? I don't get it.
Oh, buddy. I mean, you should get it. You eat it all the time.
Right. So, well, what have you had? What's the place that you've had?
I just named them all. I've had Pepe, Sally's, Modern, Colony, Bar, Zupardi's. There's one with two letters. I can't remember.
You're crazy about Modern. Modern is hands down the best in Connecticut.
Well, I said that.
But he said Modern.
He said that, yeah.
Yeah, it was on his good list. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we agree. We both agree on that. I think Modern is absolutely the best. I think the people that say that Pepe's is the best pizza they've ever had just haven't eaten enough pizza.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I feel like it's beer. Like, I can't say I only want this one beer.
Yeah.
I like all kinds of
beer.
You can't pick a favorite.
Yeah, I feel like they all have something that makes them very special.
You know what it is? The closer you sit... the closer you sit to the magic show, you know what I mean, the more it gets ruined.
Gotcha.
Like you start to notice little differences. Like if you give me a slice of pizza, you don't have to tell me anything about it. All I have to do is look at it, smell it, take a couple bites. I can tell you the oven it was baked in, the temperature the oven was at, the fuel the oven
you can't
uses.
Tell a temperature. Wow. Really?
Like a pizza savant.
Yeah, nice. I can tell you how long the pizza took to bake.
Oh my God,
tell
he's
you...
like a pizza rain man.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely gas oven. Yeah, definitely gas oven.
I want to say, you think, Kevin? You think?
Imagine I did that. I'm just playing with a ball of yarn in the corner.
Yeah, definitely 15-piece anchovies on here. Yeah, definitely 15-piece. Yeah,
well,
yeah, definitely,
he's coming back just so we could do that.
Have you ever had pizza in Italy, like the motherland?
The motherland. A pizza is famous from being in Naples.
Yeah.
It's not from Italy. It's from Naples. In fact, Kentucky historically got pizza before
Florence,
Italy.
Naples is in Italy, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was invented in Naples before it was a part of Italy.
So the people in Naples actually go insane about their pizza.
I love how every time Ashley speaks, he acts like he's talking to a child.
I know.
I don't know who she is.
It's like,
I'm being disrespectful because
so
I can't see
you.
That's
so cute. You spoke.
Who's that good girl? Who's that good girl? Who's that big girl?
Just because you can't see me doesn't mean I'm not here.
Right. I don't know where
she
is.
She's around the corner.
Okay. I can't see you.
Remember the one you were texting to get here?
Yes, I know. Yeah. I was being very
Next
nice
Next time,
to
Ashley's going to say, keep driving.
When you get to the water, hit the gas.
All right, we got to let Kevin go. But, Kevin, so you say modern's the best?
Yeah, modern's the best. And Colony Grill, if you haven't had that yet, it's sort of like bar-style pizza, but that's delicious, too. And then Bella Napoli, down the street that we get at work all the time.
I saw your picture posted. I actually want to go try a slice from there.
They sell slices?
Yeah,
that's foldable pizza, too.
Yeah, it looks like the dough is very young, though. That's my only complaint about it. And also, I think they need to up the temperature on their
Michael
oven.
Jackson has no problem with it.
Try the Neverland pie.
And as you know, you got to go cheese, because that's another mistake people make, is they try to get, like, the specialty pizza. You're always going to go cheese.
Yeah,
right.
That's how you can,
I get cheese pie.
Tell.
It's ground zero.
It really
like
is.
Everything else is
right.
Ridiculous.
Eat the whole thing like that.
Yeah, I don't want anything on my pizza.
Nope.
Yeah, it's what we call the plain or the regular. Like a lot of people
exactly,
say cheese
yeah.
pizza.
Right.
You don't have
right.
to say cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese
plain.
Comes on it.
That's regular
like,
pie.
That's like saying, let me get a sandwich with bread. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
He's so mad about everything.
We heard you.
Pizza normally makes people happy. Well, he's pissed.
He
not
low
me.
Drive
I get
too,
real
so.
Mad.
Yeah.
What did she say? No, I'm joking.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
So, Kevin, when you went on Alexis's pizza tour, which did you think was the best pizza?
So it was like 3 years ago, so I forget the names of all the places, but there was the one spot that was, it was old school. It was like this older jet guy who ran the place, and we went in the back, and we sat at this long table, and he took us in the kitchen. I forget the name of it. Was it Sam's or Sonny's or something like that?
Right.
It was Sam's.
Right. Then this one guy entered, all of a sudden everybody ducked down.
That sounds like a fun thing to do, the pizza tour. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I do that every once in a while whenever I'm in town. But the place he's talking about, Sam's, is one of my favorite. The guy who runs it, it's been in his family. It opened in 1930. It was one of the first 7 pizza places in Brooklyn.
Wow.
And it's still open. It was an old coal oven like you guys have here. But he self-converted it to natural gas sometime in the 50s. Long story short, there was a bunch of mafia guys in the front. And we walked in with a small group, and it was mostly a family from Iowa.
Yeah.
We go to sit in our chairs, and there's these mafia dudes just sitting there. Huge guys, sausage link fingers, having a conversation. Got quiet as soon as we got there. So I was like, you know what? Let's go to the back. I tell the owner, this guy, Lou. I go, hey, Lou, we're going to sit in the back because I don't want to bother those guys in the front. He goes, good, because those guys are. And he pretended to have a gun in his hand and shoot. I go, stop it.
Right, stop.
Hey, the pizza's a hit.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey,
excellent.
Jimmy.
Thank you. We had you on earlier this week talking about Woodstock canceling, and it was actually just a big financial investor backing out. They say they're going to go on with this. Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't think it's going to go on myself. I think that it's the guy who owns the name Woodstock keeping his fingers crossed, but from what I understand, he doesn't own the talent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that's the problem.
That's bad.
What does that mean now?
When they signed the talent and gave the money for the talent, it was not under the name of Woodstock. It was under the name of the company that was backing it.
Oh.
Huh.
Yes.
So they wrote the check out.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Not this guy.
Uh-huh.
So he could say, that's interesting. So Jay-Z is obligated to the investor, not to Woodstock 50.
Right, and remember, Woodstock 50 still doesn't have a permit, so they haven't put tickets on sale. I don't want to say it's not going to happen, because I guess miracles do happen every once in a while, but I sure wouldn't bet on this thing happening. I think it would be 98% that it's not happening.
Wow.
For him to come out and say, it's still happening, we're going to do it, we lost an investor, but we'll get another one, is that him...
panicking?
Well, look, I called him a dreamer.
That's
yesterday,
true.
Yes. Yesterday or Monday when I spoke to you. He's a dreamer. He's always been a dreamer. It's part of why he is who he is. But the truth of the matter is that you can't dream in this world. You've got to come up with the money and the building and the permits, and I can go on and on. He didn't do any of that. He just did not come through. He did not get the permits. You can't do a show without a permit. It's pretty simple.
Do you think that he'll try to sell tickets to get money to then advance this, or you think it's just too late?
He has no rights to these bands.
Oh.
The company that backed it has the rights to these bands.
So he
would have to start re-signing new talent.
Oh, brother. Huh. Oh, so it's done.
I believe it's done.
Okay. So if anyone gets an email saying, hey, buy a ticket, they should be wary of that?
Very much so.
Okay.
It's like when you cut a chicken's head off, it runs around for a couple minutes, doesn't know it's dead yet. This is Woodstock.
That's a good analogy. He's running around not knowing he's really dead.
Right. Has no idea.
Right.
Didn't go yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right, then.
If you get a call that somebody got a letter or an email like that, get me on the phone. I'll tell you whether it's real or not real.
Nice.
Okay, a friend of mine got an email yesterday, not asking for money for tickets, but basically saying, it's not canceled, we're doing this, and, you know, get ready because tickets are going to go on sale soon. So none of that.
No, this Michael Lang, who I know pretty well, is a dreamer. And he's still dreaming to put it on, but I don't see how it happens. He should have started a year ago.
I feel like his dream went wrong when he couldn't strike a deal with Live Nation and have you involved.
Well, that was his major blunder, is that he didn't have a concert promoter. He's not a promoter.
Oh.
He owns the name Woodstock, but he's not a promoter. The company that was backing it, they're a marketing company. They're not promoters.
Right.
They didn't have a promoter.
And I'll ask you one more question about music festivals this summer, and then we'll move on to other stuff. The Tribe wants to ask you questions as well. The Lollapalooza tickets, have you seen the prices on these?
No, I have not.
All right, four-day platinum, $4,200. That would be one ticket. Do you think that's based on the bands you heard playing at Lollapalooza? Do you think it's worth it?
I think that I have to better understand what platinum is, what kind of deal do you get with platinum? What is platinum?
Platinum.
What do you get with platinum?
Access to the luxurious climate-controlled North and South platinum lounges featuring signature cocktails, craft beer, champagne, wine, and curated culinary offerings. So a tent with air conditioning and some drinks.
And a sandwich.
It's worth it. It's worth it if you want to pay it. I always look at ticket prices. You know, people standing in the field.
Yeah.
That's who, you know, that's the regular people.
Right.
That's the people that I talk to. That's the people that make up the body of our business. So I don't know what the ticket price is for Lollapalooza. I know that the ticket price for Woodstock was supposed to be in the $450 range for the 3 days. Now, I know that Lollapalooza is 4 days, but I don't know the...
$340.
Well, 4 days for $340 sounds better than 4 days at $450.
Right.
I can do that math.
See that?
He did it fast, too.
Hey, really quick.
When you You're had good, you. Watkins Glen, what was that, 72 or 3?
73.
And what were the ticket prices?
$10.
$10. Right. VIP, $15.
But back then, you were just coming off of Woodstock, right? So what were ticket prices for Woodstock?
I don't know, but our ticket prices for concerts in 73 were around $10. So... I'm the idiot that said, let's put three headliners on and only charge $10. And that's why 600,000 people showed up.
Right.
Well, think about it.
I should have charged $20,000 and only 200,000 people would have showed up, and I could have handled it.
I think you did a great job. You're in the history books.
Exactly.
You put on one of the biggest and best music festivals in the history of rock music.
And we made money.
There you go, see?
There you go.
Happy ending.
Even with no garbage cans out.
Right.
That was bad.
If that's the only thing you forgot, then you're doing great.
And your car keys.
For how old were you then?
23.
Jesus.
Look at that.
$20 tickets. What?
What? What?
Unheard of.
What?
Is that happening right now?
It's happening right now, and it's amazing. We sell over the country. We sell over 2 million tickets usually on this.
Damn.
Well, it's amazing for $20 because it also includes the Ticketmaster fee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all in. So it's not 20, and then we're going to hit you with a bunch of fees.
Right.
No, so, no games.
I think if you equate it to today's dollars,
yeah,
it's cheaper than 1977 when it was $6.50, $7.50, and $8.50 to go to a concert.
Back in the day.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a bargain basement sale with some good shows. I will say that. We put some good shows up.
What are some of the shows that we can get $20 tickets for?
Well, I can run down the whole list, or I can run down the PLR list. Which one do you want me to run down?
Oh, let's do the whole list.
Yeah,
the whole list.
Yeah, why not?
I always hope that people are listening to this at, like, Juice World.
Juice World, of course. Right.
Right. these are Xfinity. Juice World, Chris Young, Country Guy, Willie Nelson's, which is selling great, by the way. The Outlaw Fest with Phil Lesh and friends. And
a lot of weed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Backstage and in front.
Yep.
And the Disrupt Festival, which is The Used, Wiz Khalifa, 311, Heart, Breaking Benjamin, Korn, and Dierks Bentley. Those are the ones that still have tickets left. Santana, Bradley Gilbert, Brad Paisley, and Zach Brown.
All gone.
Already sold out. And we had thousands of tickets up there for Santana and Zach Brown. They both sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thousands of tickets up there.
All gone.
I mean, it was no, here's 200 ticket game, and it sold out fast. We had thousands.
Wow.
All gone.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Keyword head.
Yep. No, that's amazing. And then at Oakdale, we're sold out of a Boogie with the Hoodie.
Boogie with the Hoodie.
Oh, I wanted to go that so much, so
what,
bad, too.
What is that?
No idea. it just sounds fun.
It's a hip-hop act.
Right.
Oh.
Right. That's going to be my guess.
That makes sense, Boogie with the Hoodie.
Of course.
Yep. And we also sold out of Jackson Browne so far, but we do have Britt Floyd for $20, and it's this weekend, Saturday night, Britt Floyd for $20.
I'll bet you when you were bringing Pink Floyd around in the early days, their tickets weren't even $20.
Oh, you're right. I had them in 73, I think it was, at the Palace Theater, and I'm sure it was $10, if that much.
Palace Theater, yep. Imagine that, seeing Pink
and
Floyd.
And you got free popcorn, too.
Do you know? Yeah. Do you remember which album, Jimmy, that was they were touring then?
No, I don't.
Wow.
No, I don't. 73, I don't remember. I remember it sold out, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we have Britt Floyd, Third Eye Blind, Mo and Blues Traveler, Kirk Franklin, Aussie Floyd, Peppa Pig, Head in the Heart, and our number one seller for the $20, Charlie Daniels Band and the Allman Betts Band.
Oh, that sounds good.
Number one seller so far for the Oakdale. For $20.
How close is Charlie Daniels to selling out?
We keep adding tickets.
Wow.
Oh.
We've sold out twice, and I keep adding tickets.
More chairs. No place to Charlie sit, but okay.
Let's see. On the phone, Sean from Bridgeport. What kind of acts will Jimmy be booking for the Bridgeport Amphitheater?
Well, we'll probably aim a little more classic rock, only because it's seated and it's the big classic rock bands of the arena age are now really at the smaller stage now, the 6,000-seat stage, which is what that building will be. But it will be any type of act that sells tickets, but it will probably lean a little classic rock.
Brian from Plainville, Warren Haynes.
Trying to get Government Mule into Oakdale this summer, still working on it.
They're being stubborn.
I like what you did there.
Thank you. I like someone noticed it.
Doug and Danbury, whatever happened to Shelley Finkel?
I spoke to Shelley Finkel last night. Shelley Finkel manages one of the heavyweight champion, boxing champions of the world, still works for a concert company called Live, Ent, L-I-V-E-N-T, that is mostly in the EDM field. And we went out to dinner a few weeks ago. I always post a picture on my Facebook page when we go out to dinner.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of you guys.
Who grabs a check? Together.
Yep. We're still alive, both of us.
See that?
Still close friends.
Still kicking.
So you guys, it was Koplik Finkel, cross-country concerts. And so you were partners. And then he went his own way to do boxing? How did that work?
No, we did boxing together. In 1976, we decided to expand our business, and we went into the boxing business. And we managed a whole bunch of champions. Evander Holyfield was one of ours. Mike Tyson we managed.
Wow.
Yeah, we managed about 20 world champions.
So you managed Mike Tyson before Don King?
After Don King, when he got out of jail.
So oh,
gotcha. So you've met him, obviously.
When he lost all his fights is right. When we managed
him. Yeah, oh, okay, good. Good timing, yeah.
Good management, huh?
Well, he could have hit the
Well, guy. You can't manage that.
No.
No, no. And so and back at about 2010, I went out to dinner with Shelley, and I said, you know what, Shelley, I don't do anything for the boxing company. Here's my stock in the hand. I said, you got to give me a dollar and treat me to dinner. And I handed him my stock in the concert boxing company.
Really?
It was a good dinner, right? I hope.
Yep. He even paid for dessert.
Nice.
I didn't know you guys were together for that long. I thought somewhere in like the 80s you went your own way. So you just took over the concerts in Connecticut?
We sold the concert company in 97 to what's Live Nation right now, but stayed partners in the boxing business for about another 10, 15 years.
Yeah, holy crap.
That's amazing.
I'm glad someone asked because I didn't know any of that.
I had no idea.
Someone sent me a poster from Powder Ridge. Powder Ridge Festival. I feel like this is a fake. July 31st through August 2nd, 1970, Powder Ridge Ski Area, Middlefield, Connecticut. On Friday, Sly and the Family Stone, Eric Burdon and War, Delaney and Bonnie, Fleetwood Mac, Mountain, the Guess Who, James Taylor. Saturday, Joe Cocker, Allman Brothers, Little Richard, Van Morrison, Jethro Tull. Sunday, August 2nd, Janis Joplin, Chuck Berry, Savoy Brown, Grand Funk Railroad, Richie Havens, 10 years after, John Sebastian, $20 for the weekend.
Wow.
Does this sound right?
What year was that?
1970.
Really?
That is a real thing. It never happened. The rumor is the mob was behind it.
Oh.
They didn't pay the bands complete before the show, and the bands didn't want to show up. And from what I understand, the only artist that showed up was Melanie.
Oh.
Oh.
She had a brand new pair of roller skates. That's why.
It's sort of like Woodstock 50.
Kim wants to know, how do we get $20 tickets? Need more clarity.
Go on LiveNation.com. Go on Ticketmaster.com. Go to the box office at Oakdale. We want to make it easy.
There you go.
Yeah, see? It doesn't seem hard.
No.
Chaz, does Jimmy mingle with Ron Delsner? Always wondered.
Yes. I'm very friendly with Ron Delsner. I'll see Ron next week. When I'm going to the Billy Joel show at the Garden next week when Billy turns 70.
Wow.
On May 9th.
That'll
I
be
had
a
Billy
show.
In Hartford on May 9th when he turned 49 and spent his 49th birthday together. So I'm going to spend his 70th birthday with him. So, you know, we're all turning 70 this year. Billy is, Springsteen is, I am.
Wow.
So, I said to Billy's people, I said, I'm coming down and spending his 70th birthday with me, with him. So maybe he'll spend it with me on my 70th.
Yeah, really?
Ah, you put a little hint in.
Nice, right?
I try. It won't work.
Any chance of Billy coming to Connecticut with that Madison Square Garden?
No, that's what holds it up. As long as he keeps doing the Garden, people like me still go down to the Garden to see Billy from Connecticut, he won't play Connecticut.
Hey, why should he move?
Right. And Ron Delsner is a New York concert promoter?
Concert promoter, an absolute legend, a close friend. Looking forward to seeing him. I spoke to him a couple of days ago on the phone, and I speak to Ronnie a lot.
I had a question about Journey or Steve Perry or both.
The only thing I'll say about Journey and my friend Pam, I told I wouldn't say anything, but I'm lying to my friend Pam, which I never do. Listen next week about Journey.
Okay.
All I can say.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay.
As a hint.
So Pam said you're going on that show. Don't talk about this.
No, she said to me, are you going on, when you go on the show, are you announcing anything about Journey? And I said, Pam, no, I'm not. And now I did.
Whoops.
Well, you just said listen next week.
Right, you did.
Right.
Right.
Listen next week to PLR.
Exactly.
Got a question here about Deep Purple.
Deep Purple, got it all set. Going to be at Mohegan Sun Arena. Looks like it's going to be in September. Just finishing it up today, and we'll announce that next week also. But that's tied up. That's all done.
Derek wants to know about Iron Maiden tickets. He spent $175 on his. Will there be a $20 offer for this show?
No.
Jay in Milford, will any part of the stadium in Bridgeport remain standing for the amphitheater?
Not unless the artist asks for it and we'll remove the chairs up front, but no. Most of it, we're planning right now to have all seated.
Tim in North Haven, Rolling Stones, had a ticket to the Foxborough show.
Yeah, I don't know what's taking them so long to put new dates together, because they've got to do it for the summertime because they were playing all stadiums, and it's already May, so I'm not quite sure why they haven't announced new dates. It's not a Live Nation tour, so I really don't know the inside skinny on what's holding up the announcement. I mean, the talk is they will play the dates and they will reschedule, but I would think they would have come out by now.
They can't start it up. Hey-o.
So, Jimmy, when you're interviewing people who want to work for you at Live Nation, what is the first question you ask them?
I always ask them, what's the first concert you attended?
This is Ashley's first concert.
What the hell is this? Oh, God. Is Jimmy waving bye-bye right now?
It's NSYNC.
Oh, Lord.
NSYNC. I like that. That would get her to the second level.
Nice.
Look at that. See that? Wow.
And what does this say about her that this was her first concert that appeals to you?
She's young, for one thing.
Well, the first thing it says is that she liked music at a young age because NSYNC appealed to young people. I don't know how young Ashley was at the time, but it meant that they are real music lovers. So that's the first thing I would think. The second thing is I think that they, you know, Justin Timberlake came out of NSYNC, who's one of the great talents, in my opinion, in the music today, so she recognizes good talent. So the combination of liking music when she's young and recognizing good talent gets her to the second level.
Wow.
I like you, Jimmy.
And yet she's in this room with me.
Yeah. And by the way, Jimmy, this is Ashley.
Hello.
She's our new traffic reporter.
She just waved.
Welcome,
at
Ashley.
Thank you so much. It's nice to meet you.
I don't know why she waved, Jimmy.
I said hello and
hi,
waved.
Hi, Jimmy.
I waved to the microphone.
Nice girl, not too bright.
She's great.
Yeah.
She'll be working for me in 2 weeks. Don't worry.
Dave in Bridgeport says his first concert was Summerfest at Yale Bowl. Summerfest, was that Eagles? No.
No, that was the Beach Boys Summerfest.
Oh.
That was not my show. That was that was the Beach Boys. That was not my show. My show was the Eagles. But I think that was the year before me or after me. I don't quite remember.
So would you hire him based on that Summerfest was his first show?
Oh, yeah. Anybody that would go to a concert in a venue as big and as hot as the Yale Bowl, they love music.
Yeah.
There you go. They earned their stripes.
I wish I saw the Beach Boys back in the day.
In their heyday, yeah.
Even in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, they were around in the 50s, weren't they?
They were still pretty good in the 80s.
I know they were competing with the Beatles in the 60s, but did they come out in the 50s?
No, they came out in 62.
62.
Yep.
They came out in 62. In the 70s, they were one of the great live bands out there in the 70s.
Yeah, like that was the show to see.
Yes, absolutely it was. The 70s was the time to see them.
Interesting that I think probably besides the Stones and whatnot, one of the bands to be able to hold their own against the Beatles.
No question about it. The British Invasion did not smother their career at all.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, Jimmy, did you get a chance to check out Leonard and Friends by any chance?
Who and Friends?
Leonard and Friends. That was the Russian Chicago guys?
Yes, they were great. I loved it.
And what do you think? Would you bring them to Connecticut?
I don't, the only cover bands I bring in are Aussie Floyd and Brit Floyd.
Oh, that's it.
Damn.
Because you know what? You got to have tremendous production, because when you put something into the Oakdale Theater, and that's really the smallest that we generally do, with that stage, you need big production. Otherwise, it looks very cheap and tinny.
Wow.
Have you guys done Get the Let Out?
Oh, yeah. We've done Get the Let Out in the Dome.
Gotcha, right.
Okay, so you might...
We would consider something like that in the Dome.
Hmm. Nice.
AJ wants this to happen, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are into that band.
How do you know a lot of people?
Because if you check out, like, I posted on Facebook, and, like, tons of people are like, oh, my God, I know the band already. I think they came out to Long Island for a very short time, like a couple months ago, and folks went nuts. They're all telling me, oh, my God, they're going to be at Long Island. I'm like, I can't go. So, just letting you know.
All right, so that's... I would love to see if you worked for Live Nation, you went in to pitch Jimmy, and that's how you pitched we should have this band at the Dome at Oakdale.
Drew would say, you know what, I'm going to go with your
gut
kid.
It was a video, and it was my Facebook feed, and it was my friends on Long Island.
You got Moxie, kid, I'm going to go with it. That's what it'd say right there.
Get the hell out of me, I'd hide under my desk.
Security!
There it is, that's what scares me, I'm under my desk.
Dave in Fairfield. Crane with Eric Clapton.
That won't happen anymore. Eric did not enjoy the experience when he did it about 10 years ago or whatever it was. He did not enjoy being with the other two people, and he did it as a favor for them, and that will never happen again. He was.
Is that Crane or Cream? It's Cream.
Cream. Right? Oh, Cream.
He wrote Crane.
Yeah. I mean, they're all still alive. The three guys are still alive, but clearly, I know factually that Eric Clapton did not enjoy that.
Right.
Oh, wow.
The Cream is now aged, by the way.
Were you there? Did you talk to Eric, or how did you?
No, I spoke to him post. I was not at the show, but I spoke to him afterwards on a show that I had with him and talked to him about it, and he grimaced.
Oh. Hmm. That told you everything.
That's not a good sign, yeah.
Yeah, not a good sign.
Well, I've always heard that Ginger Baker is a hard guy to like.
Right. Nappy, I think, had that experience as well. I got to hit a break, but before we go, and I forgot to tell you this last week, I went to Micro Wrestling at Oakdale, and I just want to say your staff there, A+ on everyone. They couldn't be more accommodating and friendly to everyone.
That's nice. So,
nice job hiring those people. Or
well, thank you very much, and you're the first person that actually admitted they were there.
The mayor of Derby is on the phone. Good morning, sir. Is there an emergency of some sort?
What happened?
Chaz, AJ, Phil, how you doing?
Good. Ashley's here, too. Have you met Ashley?
New Ashley.
Hello.
New Ashley.
The old Ashley, yes.
I had a question for her.
Yes.
You had questions yesterday. Couldn't get on. But okay. Our question was, does she like meat?
Do you like meat? Hmm. Are you a meat person?
I do, yes.
Particularly porchetta.
Oh, porchetta. I'm Italian. Yes. Si.
Beautiful.
You even pronounced it correctly, yes.
Right. You can't say porchetta.
No, it's porchetta.
Porchetta.
Like, forget it, porchetta. Yeah.
Because I've been trying to get them out there at AM Club at Derby for our monthly dinner.
Yeah, it's tough during the week. I like it when you bring it to us like you did last time.
Yeah, sounds much better for us.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely will work. And then I got just one critique about Ashley's traffic right now.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Because Pam used to say, you know, Seymour through Shelton, and you're going to have company coming through Derby. So Derby got a lot of publicity for your radio station. Now she just skipped right over Derby.
You're feeling snubbed.
I will write that down.
Right.
Right. You want Derby mentioned in the traffic reports.
Well, you know, because we know there's a lot of traffic through there, so that's...
Yeah, you just like to hear Derby. Yeah. It's music to your ears.
Yeah, Derby's
absolutely.
Ass, by the way.
Absolutely. We're getting, since I've been there, Derby's been on the map now, so
yeah,
a lot more.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're giving Ashley your seal of approval.
Right.
Absolutely. She's doing great, and good luck to her.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And anytime you want to bring up some...
Porchetta. Porchetta.
Hey.
Does your family make porchetta, Ashley?
My dad will make anything. My mom and my dad, yeah.
Molly's reservations.
And do you guys have porchetta at the house? Does he make porchetta?
We have the Sunday traditional Italian meal with pasta and meat and bread. The whole thing.
It's also named the cat, Porchetta.
That's my cat's name.
Well, this is good. The next time I bring it, she'll try it. I know Pam refused to eat it, but...
Pam refused food?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was Pam? Happen? Are you sure it was Pam?
Oh, well, she was probably getting ready for the Coast Guard.
Oh, that could have been it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, listen, it was great talking to you. Good luck, Ashley. And,
thank you so much.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Oh, wait. AJ wanted to ask you about tonight.
Yeah, tonight we're going to be doing comedy for Junior Achievement over at Bad Sons Brewery starting at 7 o'clock. Myself, Dave Riley, and RDDB.
I'm doing, I got to be on the Valley Independent for the Great Give. I'm going to be on a podcast from 7 to 7:30, and I plan on stopping down there right after.
Oh, very cool.
Perfect.
Excellent.
So, and then that's another thing. So if anybody wants to give to local charities, please get on to the Valley Independent and donate. We need the money for all the charities out here. We're looking for it. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
Oh, well, this is exciting. We'll be the first to know who's playing the Milford Oyster Fest. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Jay Pinto, president of the entertainment or whatever, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's what it says on this card. President of the entertainment or whatever.
Right.
Milford Oyster Festival.
Right.
In studio now. When is the Milford Oyster Festival?
Saturday, August 17th is the day this year.
Okay. And all of the music you're about to hear now, all free. Okay. So... Who are we talking about?
We got a lot. First of all, welcome, Ashley.
Oh, thank you so much.
Been a member of the tribe a long time.
Never heard of them.
Great to hear you here.
Thank you.
That's the first band on stage. Welcome, Ashley.
Welcome, Ashley. Yeah, right. They're a new band.
They're going to be a hit.
He wasn't saying welcome, Ashley. Right. He was saying that's the name of the band.
And they're playing the music of Traffic.
You have to welcome them. Welcome, Ashley. Yeah, so we get started actually the night before on August 16th. Oyster Eve is on Friday night down at Lisbon Landing in Milford.
That's a good time.
And it really is a good time, 6 to 10 p.m. And that night we get kicked off with Bon Jersey.
Ah.
The
That's fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Do they look like
The lead singer, I tell you, you do a double take.
Right. After a couple of drinks, you look like,
The girls will dig it, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
That'll be fun. Oyster Eve is, it's a good time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So where are they playing? They're not on the main stage, right?
Correct. They're on our Lisbon Landing stage down by the harbor.
Right.
Which is right also downtown Milford.
Nice. So... All right, so that's
Oyster
Friday
Eve.
Night.
Friday right. night.
All right.
And then Saturday, they come back and play again on that same stage in the
cool.
afternoon. So on our secondary stage, Lisbon Landing, Bon Jersey will be back again for a second show. So if you missed him on Friday night, you can see him on Saturday.
Or see him both times.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fall on the floor and wake up and see him again.
Well, I have a feeling Friday night you'll be seeing double. So you see him twice on Friday.
Exactly. Right.
And then you see him Saturday.
Oh, that's what it looked like. Okay.
Triple play.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then on our main stage on Saturday, we'll get started somewhere around noon with a local band or two, which we're going to announce real soon. But leading up to that is going to be Bad Fish, the tribute to Sublime.
Okay.
Real excited to have that.
Oh, they're really good.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they play all the hits?
All the hits.
It's that one out.
The yeah, pretty
album.
Much.
It's a masterpiece, that entire album.
It is, end to end.
It's the one time you actually want to have Bad Fish.
Right.
Otherwise, you're sick.
Unbelievable what this guy did for music. And he died before the album came out.
What a shame.
Yeah.
What a loss.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad, kids, okay?
That's right.
All right, then.
So if that's not enough for you, you hang around for the rest of the day, and headlining the Oyster Festival this year is going to be the one and the only... Extreme.
This is a big deal.
This is huge.
It's not like they have one hit song.
No. Yeah. This band has a lot of stuff. I mean, everybody in the band is so freaking good.
Yeah, Nuno Bettencourt.
Oh, my God. Yeah, one of the greatest guitar players ever. And Gary Sean's got a voice and a half, man.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for Van Halen. But yeah, it works for Extreme.
He did one album of Van Halen.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And now he's back on Extreme and stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told Jennifer last night, and she got all giddy.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you guys are backstage?
Well, it's a tradition every year to hang back there. I mean, we love the Milford Oyster Festival.
Yep. I love it because
AJ was going bananas too. I think he's going to be a little bit. We're going to have to pull him off.
I'm sorry. I love Extreme. They're fantastic.
I'm telling you, I have been a fan of them since they came out in 1989. I think they're one of the most talented. They're probably the most talented band we've ever had on the Oyster Festival stage.
Yeah,
they're that good.
Oh, the band is so damn tight.
Extremely,
you know, like AJ said, one of the greatest guitarists.
Yeah,
rock.
I'd put him in one of my top five of all time.
I forget, what is that one song where it's just Nuno just going off? Like, it's just like the whole song is just like a metronome of like a drum beat and like him just going off on the guitar.
He-Man, Woman Hater.
Was that the beginning of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
It's like you don't even know what you're listening to at first.
It's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Well, there's that one. And then Wholehearted.
Yeah.
Yep.
This got a lot of airplay.
Oh, yeah.
This was hit number 4 on Billboard charts.
Really?
Yep.
And, hit number 4.
Yeah, and they got a number 1 hit out of
More Than Words.
More Than Words.
Which we have coming up.
Beautiful song, yeah.
And they're from Boston.
Yep.
I mean, you don't hear too many really good bands come from Boston.
Starting to get annoyed by Boston.
Yeah, really, overachievers. What's up with that? There's got to be some crappy stuff at Boston. Find it.
This is going to be great, and it's free.
Yep. I'll be hanging the whole time, definitely. I need autographs.
Well, you usually hang backstage and have beers. You bring your bicycle.
No, I started walking because at one time I rode the bicycle. Things did not go so well. I found my neighbor's bushes hurt.
I love these guys.
I mean, I always thought they were having, like, the greatest fun time.
Yeah.
Great harmonies, too.
Yeah. Wow, 89.
Yep.
That went by fast.
Yep.
Yes, it did.
Do we have more than words? Then you could and make things new just by saying I love you. Remember the video for this?
Yep.
It's just them on the stools.
Black and white, yep. Yeah. Yep, yep. Made girls' hearts melt. A couple guys, too. Yep.
Wait till you hear the crowd sing this song.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They'll probably let the whole crowd sing most of this song.
Really?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Drunken crowd version?
Yeah, great. Sounds great, though.
Don't mic the crowd.
Now that I've tried. Yeah, it was funny because this got a lot of airplay.
Yep.
Would you say it was number one?
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Number one.
So people would hear this and think that this was what they did.
Yeah, like Simon and Garfunkel.
So you'd have these, like, I don't know, at the time, these older people who watch soft music going out and buying the album, and then they hear, like, Get the Funk Out.
Huh. Yeah.
Like,
huh.
What?
Huh. There's a beautiful song, Porno Graffiti?
Yep. Don't ever
let me go. It's a big get.
Yeah.
It is a big get.
Is it expensive?
We got pretty fortunate with them. We grabbed them at a price I would say is more fair than I expected.
Oh, right. Good.
You know, I've been wanting these guys for a long time, and they were always out of our league, out of our range.
Right.
And when I heard that they were in our range, I think they have a new album coming out. They haven't announced it.
Right.
But they've been saying it's been recorded for a couple years, so they might be announcing that real soon.
Tell them we don't want to hear it.
I knew you were going to say that.
And as a trick,
I knew you were going to say that.
I am. I'm a hit person. I want to hear all these songs.
And by way of coincidence, Extreme Nolan's half of Milford.
But you know what? The musicians that are there are going to want to hear the new stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And the fans are going to want to hear the new stuff.
Every guitar player will be studying new notes.
But the band knows that everybody wants the hits, too. So,
yeah.
You know, they know. Yeah. Yeah.
This will go over big.
Yep.
You don't play this one first.
No.
Right.
No. No.
This
no, you don't open
somewhere
this.
Deep
no.
in the set.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's like an encore song.
Oh, that's nice. You got them locked up.
Yep. Yeah, I was really excited. When I got word that there was a yes from them, I said, oh, man, this is... I mean, personally, I've loved them from day one. So
I think
I'm
heard
a bit
you.
Jaded. You know?
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, yeah. And Badfish, too. It's going to be a great day in music.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, Bon Jersey.
And Bon Jersey, you know?
Well, picture that. You know, just a beautiful sunny day, Oyster Fest, or some beers flowing, food cooking.
Yep.
And then you're outside, and it's Bon Jersey,
right.
Badfish, you know, the music of Sublime, and then these guys.
Me staring home a pill.
Perfect outdoor festival.
Yep.
And it's all free.
Yep.
Right, right.
Phil dug up that song you were talking about. What is this? He-Man, Woman Hater?
Beginning part?
Yes.
Hmm. They'll probably change the name of it because it's 2019.
Yeah,
now.
Really?
Mm. All fly flying around. Got to use mouthwash. Wow.
His fingers are flying. Have an air guitar mom do this.
I've seen them play live, and he makes like a yawning noise and still plays it with one hand.
Right.
Seriously?
He puts his right hand to his mouth like it's boring to him and plays what you just heard with just his left hand.
Wow.
That's
Nuno. It's amazing.
Nuts.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Guitar god, big time.
All right. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
good
thank
get.
You.
Nice
thank
job
appreciate
on this
it.
One.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. Hey, it wouldn't be possible without you guys. Stop and Shop is our title sponsor. Wouldn't be possible without them.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Subway's our main state sponsor again. Wouldn't be possible without them and a lot of other really important sponsors. So we appreciate all the help and looking forward to see everybody on August 17th.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, August 17th, Milford Oyster Festival. It's Bon Jersey, it's Bad Fish, and Extreme. Thank you, Jay.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.